This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why don't we start, though, with more huge news? Von Miller is coming to the Washington Commanders. This is a future Hall of Famer.
Yes, sir.
This is a superstar of his era. This is an all-2010s team guy. Two Super Bowl titles. A Super Bowl MVP award. Kind of hard to get that as a defensive player. Eight-time Pro Bowler and three-time first-team All-Pro. People like to throw All-Pro out there like he's seven-time All-Pro. First-team All-Pro is what an All-Pro is. And he's done that three times, being one of the best at his position. Von Miller, in his career, Danny, 129.5 sacks. One of the best pass rushers of all time. Coming to the Washington Commanders. And now the question's going to be, how much does he have left at 36 years old? Because last year, he had a half dozen sacks. The year before that, in 12 games, he didn't have a single sack. He has not had double-digit sacks since 2018. So now that's what we got to find out is how much is he going to help them. But they needed an edge rusher. They needed a situational guy on passing downs to replace what they lost in a double-digit sack guy last year in Dante Fowler, who went back to Dallas. Enter Von Miller, one of the most famous players of his era.
We kept asking, and I know I certainly was super curious, going, have you guys noticed there's a bunch of big name totally past their prime. Not suggesting you go out and spend $30 million or, top of the market, but guys with some pelts on the wall, pretty good resumes that are available for probably not that much. You know who specializes in short-term deals for not that much for productive players? Washington. See Ertz. See Wagner, who's now back on another one of those deals. See Eckler. And now here you get Von Miller. A guy that, as you said, excellent. What an unbelievable career. If he has seven sacks this year, which I think is not the craziest thing in the world, he will be top 15 all time. Not in this franchise history, not in like the NFC, since they started keeping the stat. One of the great pass rushers in history. Definitely not that guy that dominates and takes over games on a weekly basis. No longer in that TJ Watt, Miles Garrett tier. But so what? We talked about this with Debo Samuel. Everybody's pointing out that Debo Samuel's not the best, not the same guy that he was. He's certainly better than what was here. Another man's trash is another man's treasure, right? I mean, if you think about the fact that they didn't have this on their roster anywhere, a guy that you'd go, I'm confident in this player's ability to win some one-on-one pass rushing matchups with any kind of consistency. I don't want him down in and down out. I don't think they do either. This is a wonderful signing for me. I love this.
Don't ask him to set the edge against the run very often. Bring him out there when it's an obvious passing down and let him go to work. That's what they're going to do. He's going to get some extra attention, so I'm guessing he's not going to see one-on-ones incessantly because they don't really have anybody else that's going to take on double teams at a great rate, I don't think, especially early in the year. Maybe someone will prove themselves, whether that's Johnny Newton or Daron Payne, that as the year goes on, Miller gets more one-on-one looks. But if you're wondering, can he get to the quarterback, I think the answer is still yes.
Yeah.
We say all the time, sack rate, number of sacks is not necessarily the only metric that should matter. last year, believe it or not, at 35 years old, do you guys realize Von Miller still had the fastest get-off time in the NFL among edge rushers? Take every edge in the league, time their get-off. Next Gen Stats does that. At 0.69 seconds, Von Miller was still the twitchiest and quickest. That's amazing to me. But it maybe shouldn't be shocking because he's an absolute physical freak and a specimen. Myles Garrett, 0.70 second. Nick Bosa, 0.70 tied for second. They're behind Von Miller in get-off time, number one in the league. The other metrics that stand out to me that say maybe there's something left here that make this a worthwhile proposition. ESPN's pass rush metric, which is win rate, graded him out at a 17.9% win rate, which was fifth best among 150-plus rush performers. So if you were on the field enough, situationally used pass rusher or more, he was number five at how often he actually won in his assignment. You want to look at Pro Football Focus, who does some of their own numbers in this regard. They've got a pass rush win percentage that they do. They graded him 10th in the NFL. They have a thing called a PRP, which is not the injection that you get.
Platelet-rich pellets.
Right. Very different. They have a PRP, which is the basically the rate of success that you have as a percentage in trying to rush the quarterback. So sacks, hits, hurries, all. And they divide it by attempts, essentially. And he was 8th in that metric. So by most standards, even though the sack count has been low because the snaps are lower, he is still able to generate pressure. He is still able to win, and this is exactly what Washington needed. They don't need another guy who can stuff the run or try to help you at the line of scrimmage, just be stout. He's not going to be on the field at that point. They need someone who can do what Fowler did last year when he went out and got 11 sacks to help Dorrance Armstrong to generate some pressure off the edge to force quarterbacks to climb the pocket into the interior and run into Newton and Payne. And that's what they think Von Miller is going
to
do.
So what they really did to me on defense, I was trying to quantify this or think about this. I was texting with a buddy. I think they were very determined to get much better on first down, right? So having, you know, Saquon Barkley rip off 7-yard gains or, you know, Bijan Robinson or whatever running back you're going to have to play over the course of this year, they decided to beef up that defensive front for first down to help them eventually on third down. And this is where Von Miller comes in. Right. So first down, it's maybe Javon Kinlaw and, you know, it could be some combination of Eddie Goldman or Dietrich Wise or you know, Johnny Newton, whoever you want up there to stop that run. You want to pass on first down, different conversation. But to stuff that run, to get you into that second and long, third and long, become passing down, enter Von Miller, enter Frankie Louvu walking down to the line of scrimmage, you know, sort of mixing and matching some of the potions there for Joe Witt and company. They didn't have this yet. And now they do. So, again, this is a guy that's played less than a third of the snaps each of the last two seasons in Buffalo. His 2023 season, bizarre, zero sacks, you know, just wasn't really much of a factor at all, kind of rebounded last year. Again, in only a third of the defensive snaps, ended with six sacks last year. You do something similar this year, playing a third of the snaps, 35, 40% or whatever, you come up with that 5 to 7 level sack productivity, which probably means a couple TFLs getting upfield, probably means a couple hurries, a couple quarterback hits. You're contributing more than, with all due respect, Andre Jones Jr. and Jalen Holmes and John Baptiste might have in that spot for not that much, for not a long-term commitment. Sign me up.
If you want to ask how much does he have left, it's a fair question. My answer is going to be, I think he becomes their best pass rusher right away. And maybe you could tell me or convince me Dorrance Armstrong could be as good. And I mean, when I say pass rusher, I'm talking about basically the ability to get to the quarterback, to generate pressures, hits, sacks, hurries, those types of things. I will take him over projects like Jacob Martin and Jalen Holmes and Andre Jones, who you just named. I will take him over even Cleveland Farrell in that regard, or JJB. You mentioned Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame. The numbers suggest, based on last year, unless the wall was this offseason, that he can still win, that he could still do that. You just have to use him correctly. And that's the thing, I think, that Peters has done the last 2 years in building the front seven defensively.
Yep.
Is this is no longer the NFL that you and I grew up with, where your defensive end, because that's what it used to be. It was three linebackers, Mike, Sam, and Will, and it was four defensive linemen, two ends and two tackles. Well, it's not that anymore, because most teams are in 34 pretty frequently. occasionally, and very often, I would say, probably not occasionally, bare fronts with five guys. Like, based on the down and distance, what you're expecting, what your pre-scout tells you, you're mixing and matching with personnel constantly. But there's not really a need to have a defensive end who is both a run stopper and a pass rusher. It's great when you have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have that guy, cool. You pay him a lot of money. He's one of the better players on your team. But what Peters has done is kind of go cheap and shop in a different aisle, where he'll go get a Wise who can help him stop the run, or a Farrell, if he's healthy, who can do some of that. And they'll be on the field. You say first down, I just call it like rundown.
Right.
Because first and 10's a throwing down for smart coaches. You know,
yeah.
Ben Johnson is a pound the football guy. He's also a thrower on first down plenty. But you need, when they're throwing the ball, to have guys on the field who can get home. They didn't have enough of that.
Right.
They probably still don't. I would also say Von Miller's an injury risk at this age and based on his last several years.
Certainly.
But you got better with this acquisition. There's no doubt in my mind. And here's another takeaway that should be brought up. Von Miller is a trophy chaser. Von Miller is a ring-chasing, end of his career, long in the tooth, maybe doesn't have a lot of seasons ahead of him left. This could be it. Guy. And he said, Washington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That works. I'll take that. Look at his last couple teams he
yeah.
went to. He went to Denver, I think, with Peyton Manning at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Buffalo when they were on the brink of a Super Bowl, still are, with Josh Allen as an MVP. And now he's going, that Jaden Daniels guy in Washington. He is literally hopping to the orgs where he thinks he can win Super Bowls.
It's pretty neat,
and
huh?
This is the next stop. What a difference that screams about this organization.
It's a great point by you. Yeah.
Wagner last year did something similar.
Right, it's now, a different time. Yeah.
I don't think he really bought in on the idea they were going to win big early. But I think he knew the coaching staff and loved those guys, and he wanted to come here to build a winning culture. So you're seeing more of that. These wouldn't have been options under the last regime or 3 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, you see this in basketball all the time. The guy that, you know, may not be the superstar anymore but still can contribute, taking a little less to go to, you know, chase that ring, as you called it. And we're one of those teams now, which is, again, not an outfit that I'm used to wearing, right? But it is delightful, certainly, that it would happen. But I kept wondering. I'm going, why is he just hanging out there? Is he waiting for a training camp spot, like an injury, God forbid, or something to happen? Then he maybe hops to a team that has a need. These several free agent pass rushers were out there, and you're going, just seems like somebody would want one of these guys. I understand it's that you're not paying them, you know, top of the market money to go rush the passer 70% of downs, but like, nobody's interested in Von Miller?
What was the benefit for him to getting it done before now?
Not much.
He doesn't want to go deal with mini camps and OTAs. He's probably traveling the world, for all I know. He's an eclectic guy. He's out and about. I mean, why would he have cared? Like, our football calendar as fans starts in March. If you're Von Miller at this point, I think your calendar starts July 25th.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is kind of the time where you have your agent do all the legwork. What are they going to pay me? Who's interested? And then you sit down with him in early to mid-July and you say, all right, let's talk about this. And then you make your decision. I'm not saying the teams were calling all spring. I have no idea. But I just think a guy like that, and there are other veterans like him,
yeah,
by the way.
Matt Judon, Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, Jadeveon Clowney, DeMarcus Walker.
Yeah. I mean, none of these guys want to be a part of the spring activities.
Right.
The guys that are supposed to be there don't even like doing
it. That's true.
You know? And it's not like there's a ton to learn for Von Miller. You're not a receiver that's got to get on the same page as your quarterback. You're not a quarterback that's got to be running the organization all offseason. You know, every position's a little bit different. You are a hired gun. When that guy snaps and drops back five steps, get to him as fast as possible. Read and react.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is. You don't even really have to. Eventually, he's going to play on running downs. I'm not suggesting he isn't. But it really is about as reactionary and as much a hired gun position as there is in the league at this point.
Certainly. You are the designated pass rusher, right? And, you know, you might see some times where they're in a pass formation. Maybe they check to a run to his side. And, you know, we'll see how well he holds up. But you're going to try to find those spots, as you said, that are throwing downs. And, okay, turn you loose, buddy.
Now, you don't care about this. I know I've got company in Darius Darren.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
I am so mad that he's going to wear 24. Let me take that back.
Mad.
Let me take that back. Because people, that's all people will hear about a 20-minute segment where I've done nothing but be giddy about Von Miller coming. Is like, you're mad about everything. I don't actually care, but I just wish I lived in a world where guys were the number that properly correlates with their position. This is one of my old man takes. I just find it annoying to look at. I'm sure he's close with Champ Bailey, who's a Broncos legend, sadly. Should be a Redskins legend.
Isn't that funny?
But he's a Hall of Fame player, and Von Miller, also a Broncos legend, right? Von Miller is going to wear the number 24, it would appear. That's what he posted
with Kiefer Sutherland
as a Redskin, and I guess it was the new... Did he go full Redskins jersey or did he go Commanders jersey when he posted it?
Don't know.
Was he doing a Champ Bailey bit? One of the things I saw online was him in like Redskins gear, and maybe someone just mocked that up. I don't know. But he actually posted a picture of himself in a 24, like he was Champ Bailey.
So it's him. He actually posted it himself, and it's him in the new throwback jersey.
Yeah, so right. The new alts, which are the old.
Which are so clean.
Yeah, aren't they nice?
God, they're nice.
Mm-hmm.
But 24, Danny.
Yep.
Pass rusher.
Yep.
Just like it's always been, coming off the edge. I do not love it.
First several seasons were so good. You sleep. Jack Bauer.
It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Bauer, lefty, throws 103, just got drafted. That Jack Bauer?
That Jack Bauer.
Different Jack
Bauer. From working for CTU.
How helpful do you guys think Von Miller's going to be in 2025? What type of impact do you think he'll have on this team? And give us a guess as to how many sacks you think he's capable of. Like, what's a number that would be worthy of this move? What's a number that would impress you? 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. Von Miller to the Commanders. We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.